Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Have you already had your fill of Christmas season waiting? Waiting in the checkout line at a store? Waiting for service at a restaurant? Or waiting in traffic? Most of us are not good at waiting. I know that I'm not. Our scripture passage today is chock full of waiting. Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. The people were waiting for Zechariah and were wondering at his delay in the temple. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. When the days of his priestly service were ended, he went back home. And after these days, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant. And she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "This is the way the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked with favor upon me, to take away my disgrace among people." We have already read other verses in Luke chapter 1 this week, so we are familiar with the setting. Zechariah, a temple priest, is carrying out his duties. And while inside the temple, he is surprised by an angel. The conversation did not go so well, however, as Zechariah questioned the trustworthiness of the angel's announcement and finds himself struck silent. The people outside the temple have been waiting for the priest to finish. They noticed a delay in his routine. What has happened? Why had he not come out? And even when he comes out of the temple, the waiting intensifies because he's unable to talk. They know something is up, and like us, they want to understand the mystery now. Zechariah fulfills his religious duties and then heads home, where he continues a speechless waiting. Can you imagine what it was like for Zechariah? He can't tell a soul what he just experienced, what he saw, what he heard, what is about to happen. How about Elizabeth in this passage? Zechariah's wife moves into a secluded waiting. She is many years past the childbearing age and discovers she is pregnant. She waits. God is up to something, but everyone must wait. These last 2 weeks before Christmas will present us with plenty of opportunities to wait if we will seize them. I agree with Henry Nouwen, who defined waiting as a period of learning. Learning from Zechariah, I will wait before I quickly give a verbal response to defend my position. I will wait before I argue my opinion. I will listen. I will listen to see what new insight God may be teaching me. Learning from Elizabeth, I will pull away from the noise, the flashing lights, and the packed schedule. I will purposefully schedule time for seclusion, where I will wait in meditation and prayer, knowing that God is up to something new. Dear God, you know that waiting does not come easily for me. I will fight the urge to react, to respond, to make things happen. I will wait. As I wait, allow me to see beyond the temporal to your eternal. Amen.